Well, I'm still looking forward to hearing more details. I'm sure it's all going to be flushed out in the coming weeks with the governor's State of the State and the budget address. But overall, I'm excited about his commitment to upstate New York. Utica and the Mohawk Valley is an area that has had a very rich manufacturing history. We are starting to make a comeback in terms of economic development around nanotechnology and our tourism industry. And I think that this funding will certainly help get the ball over the goal line in bringing this area back to the heyday it once had many years ago.
In your district and in the area around it, what are some of the most acute needs that you see?
Well, recently with the merger of CNSE in Albany and SUNY IT here in Utica to form the new SUNY Polytechnic Institute, many of the emerging industries, especially in nanotechnology, need additional funding. There's a new nano complex that's is being built here outside of Utica. There are other phases to that project, which we are certainly looking to the state to help with funding for. We've seen investors from outside of the region looking at development in downtown Utica. And certainly any investment by the state would help further that along. And also, just in terms of our tourism industry, Oneida County, Herkimer County, the areas that I represent, are very rich in tourism. And there have been a number of initiatives in the last couple of years under the governor to help bolster that. And certainly we look to build upon those initiatives into the future.
You know, the governor has made no secret of his interest in the Buffalo area, even delivering his inaugural there. Has your area been forgotten at all, do you worry?
I wouldn't say our area has been forgotten. I think Utica has done very well in the state budget over the last couple years. There was $180 million in the budget last year for the Nano Utica project, and Utica has a lot in common with Buffalo, just on a smaller scale. A rich manufacturing tradition, many companies leaving the area, people leaving the area. So I understand where the governor's going, tackling Buffalo first, and I think now he recognizes that other upstate cities like Utica certainly need that kind of attention, and hopefully through this process they'll gain that same level of attention.